Some victims of the 1998 African embassy bombing say they're still seeking help from the U.S. government. Two of them spoke to NPR's Steve Inskeep.
After the attacks, the U.S. government delivered long-term medical care to survivors in Kenya and Tanzania. The aid expires September 30th, though Elizabeth Wanyuki says many people still suffer. Wanyuki was working in a Nairobi office building when she heard a bomb strike the U.S. embassy nearby. She joined an evacuation as smoke filled the area.
Just as I was walking down the stairs, I fell down. People came climbing on my chest. And then when we went down, because I wasn't wearing shoes, I got some glasses in.
You were trampled by the crowd and then ended up with a feet full of glass.
Yes.
Did you suffer any long-term injuries?
Okay, personally, I'm on drugs. I'm using very expensive inhalers for my chest and also nose sprays, which are very, very expensive.
Have you been able to go back to work?
No, I haven't been able to go back to work.
Not since that day in August of 1998.
Well, you look for a job, you tell them that you are a bomb blast victim, they get annoyed with you because they say that you will not be able to work continuously because of frequent absenteeism from work, so nobody wants to employ us.
The U.S. Agency for International Development provided medical assistance to victims and even provided education to their children. But an agency spokesman says the aid program has already been extended by a year and the funding is now running out. Some Americans contend the U.S. never helped them at all. Edith Bartley is supporting legislation to change that. Her father was an American diplomat in Kenya. Her 20-year-old brother decided to take an internship at the embassy not long before the 1998 attack.
I lost my father and brother.
What were their names?
Julian Bartley and Julian Bartley Jr. We called him Jay.
Can you tell me about them?
Let's see. My father was a career diplomat for 27 years, thoroughly enjoyed his career, loved his work. His was often, we refer to it as a special calling. He was a diplomat in every sense of the word. My brother was 20, a college student, and at 20, he did more things than some people do at 50. He thoroughly enjoyed life.
Describe what this bill that's now before Congress would do.
It simply allows our family members to have the option of filing a claim in the 9/11 fund, which, you know, we are victims of Al-Qaeda just as those family members are.
Congress set up a fund.
Set up a fund.
To help compensate people from the September 11 attacks.
Right.
And you would just like to be added into that.
Because it's directly the same. They're Al-Qaeda victims who were targeted by Al-Qaeda. And I know that when September comes around this year, it's not even going to be the 50-year anniversary, and every major network will be addressing the 9/11. And our hearts go out to those families, but what people need to understand is that that was not the first Al-Qaeda bombing. They were not the first Americans to be targeted. And we'd like people to understand that and know that and acknowledge that.
Bush administration officials say they cannot treat family members like Edith Bartley the same as September 11 bombing victims. The administration says it does support a different compensation plan that has yet to pass. Last week, Edith Bartley and other families marked the fifth anniversary of the African embassy bombings without widespread public notice.
And that's NPR's Steve Inskeep.